At Dumna FM, Still High Life 2026, and you're powered by EcoBank, ably supported by DBS Index, Compu Ghana, Franco Trade Enterprise, Dereman Betes, M Ticket Ghana, Live On 2 Feminine Wash.
Joy 99.7 FM.
It's 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up in this afternoon's bulletin, Finance Minister Dr. Atuforsen expected to start drawing down $365 million IMF cash for budget projects. Also in this bulletin, Ghana's building construction inflation drops to 5.9% in November 2025, a development signaling reduction in cost of building materials. And Atlantic Lithium update shareholders on revised mine lease submitted to Parliament for consideration as it expresses confidence of securing new deal with government. Stay tuned. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. My name is James Ishen. We settle for the details now. Finance Minister Dr. Atuforsen can now start drawing down the $365 million IMF cash for projects identified in the 2025 budget. More in the following report.
The Finance Minister, Dr. Atuforsen, can now do this because the Bank of Ghana on Monday transferred the amount that they received from the IMF to government account. For this particular IMF program, all the disbursements and funds are going to be directed towards the fiscal sector rather than the Bank of Ghana reserves. So from today, Dr. Atuforsen can now start taking some of the money and use it to pay infrastructure projects that were carried out as part of the 2025 budget. President John Mahama recently announced that he has directed the finance minister to move and pay all contractors whose claims have been validated. It is likely that some of this IMF cash will be used to settle these projects. For some, these funds coming from the IMF should not be seen as any major reserve impact on the Ghana city, but rather the signals that it will send to the market and also demonstrates government's commitment to implementing those reforms under the IMF program, which could go a long way in stabilizing the economy.
And that was a business desk report. Now, Ghana's building construction sector recorded a further slowdown in inflation for the month of November. This should mean that the cost of building materials is reducing compared to a year ago. This update was captured in the latest Prime Building Cost Index released by the Ghana Statistical Service today. The November inflation reduced to 5.9% from 9% in October 2025. Omar Seydou is the Acting Deputy Government Statistician.
Prime building inflation has dropped to 5.9%, marking the seventh straight month of decline. Two, after 5 months of consistent month-on-month deflation, prime building cost is increased by 0.4% between October and November 2025. Materials and plants are driving the easing, while labor is adjusting slowly. A small group of items, especially steel, and both skilled and unskilled labor account for almost all the inflationary pressures.
Omar Seydou is the Acting Deputy Government Statistician. Still on the economy, economist Professor Patrick Asumina has indicated that he's convinced by some proposed measures outlined in the 2026 budget to check overruns. There are still fears about government exercising a prudent fiscal discipline next year, as Ghana is set to exit the IMF program in May 2026. But Professor Asumina says some of these measures gives some assurance to donors and investors.
If you look at since the new administration came in, the finance minister has implemented this rule that says that you can't award any project until you have express approval. And I think because of that, it's relatively easy for the finance ministry to control the spending. If you look at when we're going to the IMF program, one of the main sources of overrun is expenditures outside of the budgetary allocation. So as it stands, if there's any overruns, then perhaps it's the finance ministry who has to answer the question. So in the main, the regulations have been put in place. And I think there are still a lot of ongoing things. We've seen that they are now adding, they are connecting the giftments to the electronic procurement system. So all of these are in place to ensure that you can't, you know, nobody can commit a government, you know, without the express approval of the finance ministry.
You heard economist Professor Patrick Esumin there speaking. Now, to some other stories, tourism operators say cost of their services could be significantly reduced if they're able to source key inputs such as food items and logistics locally. This follows growing public concerns about the high cost of hotels, restaurants and other hospitality services in the country. In response, Managing Director of Labadi Beach Hotel, David Edouafo, emphasized that these measures, if well targeted, could result in more competitive pricing across the industry.
The cost of operation is not cheap running a hotel in Ghana. We import everything. Linen is imported. Everything is in food items, beef. So everything is imported because we don't produce in Ghana. So if we are serious as a country, we need to look at all these things. And I think that is what the 24-hour economy seeks to address, which I'm all for it. And it's important that we all embrace it and push it because it will help all of us. So if we learn to produce and produce the quality or produce towards satisfying the specification of the hotels, because as hotels and as international standard, there are specifications. And it's not the chicken you see that we know, because we do a la carte. Within 25 minutes, you want your food to be ready. If the chicken is the hard one, it will take 1 hour to cook. So we need to learn all these things. It's a holistic approach.
David Edouafo is the Managing Director of Labadi Beach Hotel. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Now, founder of Web3 Africa Group, Del Titus Bewa, has emphasized that the passage of Ghana's virtual asset service providers by Parliament is critical to strengthen the country's economy. Speaking to Joy Business at the VAPS Ecosystem Mixer Dialogue, Mr. Bewa said the law will provide a clear regulatory framework for digital assets and boost investor confidence.
I personally have, you know, I've said that this is going to be a pivotal moment in Africa's prosperity. So it's not just about Ghana, it's about the whole entire continent. I see in the next, you know, in the next decade, I don't see why Africa cannot add an additional $1 trillion in GDP based on this industry alone, not just in Ghana, the whole entire continent. That is what I see. Not just economic prosperity, but talent. The talent we're going to develop, the key skills we're going to develop, the workforce. Right, 70% of Africa's population is all youth, and so this industry is prime, very, very prime for that.
Del Titus Bewa is founder of Web3 Africa Group. Now, mining firm Atlantic Lithium has disclosed to shareholders that it remains convinced of securing new mining leases from government. This was after the revised mining lease for the Ewoyaa project was submitted to Parliament and referred to the Select Committee for scrutiny. The company, in an update to shareholders, noted that it was looking forward to a new deal from government for the mining project. Next, are your asset working for you? Now, Paul Bante, MD of EDC Investment Limited, breaks down the best asset types to grow and maximize your capital on today's Money Lab. Take a listen.
Hi, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Paul Manti. I work with EDC, a member of the Ecobank Group. We have been discussing personal finance, but today I want to bring your attention to an important area a lot of us ignore. People plan for all other things apart from enjoyment. Today I am encouraging you, set aside money for enjoyment. I call it high life. You make money and chop some. Every day, Charlie, you have been budgeting, you have been balancing. The thing is not balancing. Make money and enjoy life. You see, when you observe Christian marriages, the whole marital life is like a triangle. It is church, work, home, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. People never enjoy their lives until one passes on. And when they retire, it's a straight line, church, home, church, home, church, home. Today, I am encouraging you, make money and chop some. See, enige sika, na nipa beji, then we reassess. After this episode, when you wake up in the morning, your scripture is, This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Remember, financial independence is possible.
And that was Paul Omante, Managing Director of EDC Investment Limited, with today's Money Lab. And in the Joy Business Report, which was brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. My name is James Shen. Before we go, this festive season, bells shouldn't scare you, because you can enjoy free cash from Ecobank in a five-star enjoyment promo. Simply deposit in multiples of 400 Ghana cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 Ghana cedis to build point and enter a draw for a chance to win your share of 1.5 million Ghana cedis in cash and prizes, including one-year insurance cover, gift vouchers, and multiples of 10,000 Ghana cedis. There is more. Customer who transact with their Ecobank card or use the digital platforms enjoy up to 15% discount on rides, experiences, events, and more. Don't miss out. Tap into Vibes and be one of the 10,000 lucky winners in the Ecobank 5-star enjoyment promo. Deposit more, enjoy more. Promo runs till January 31, 2026. TNC supply. This promo is supervised by the NLA on the Caritas platform. Ecobank will never ask for your PIN or password. When in doubt, call 0800-003-225 for assistance. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Ignition is next. Good afternoon.
Come out in the festive season, and they are as scary as our bills. But we don't want to miss out on parties, family, and festivals. Whether you say Akwaba, Maraba, Wezo, or Obake, Ecobank says tap into Vibes in the 5-star enjoyment promo. Be one of 10,000 lucky winners when you deposit multiples of 400 Ghana cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 Ghana cedis to win up to 1.5 million Ghana cedis in cash and prizes. 1 year insurance cover, gift vouchers, and more. That's not all. Use your Ecobank card, mobile app, USSD, or POS to transact and enjoy up to 15% discount. Tap into Vibes with Ecobank. T's and C's apply.
Bill shouldn't scare you.
Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
Ecobank will never call or text asking you to verify sensitive information like your PIN, Ghana card, or bank card information. Pay better attention to details.
From Lagos to London, from New York to Kingston, from Durban to Kwale, Ghana, everyone is coming to Ghana to taste the culture. On the 26th of December, the Black Star Square becomes the heartbeat of the continent, with Black Sheriff, O'Malley, Tiwa Savage, King Promise, Jackie, Amare, and more on stage. It's Taste the Culture, the Black Star Experience. Hashtag Taste the Culture is sponsored by Kivo, Goyal, MTN, Boost Energies, Ghana Gas, and supported by New Gas, Softcare, and GNPC. For tickets, dial *714*91# or visit www.tastethecultureGH.com.
When in my head, everything I touch is blessing. All I see is blessing. And no man can stop. Send them away if you lies don't watch me.
For the idea too bold to ignore.
The dream that keeps you up at night.
The plan that's waiting for the right moment.
Well, this is the best time to make your move with Stanbic. Our rates have dropped.
With our personal loans, vehicle loans, consumer finance, solar loans, home loans, and credit cards, you can turn your plans into progress. And your next move
is unstoppable. Visit stanbicbank.com.gh to get started or call 0302-815-789.
On the 1st of January,
January 2026 at Doom 106.3 FM. Yes, Strictly High Life to begin of Yeti Pro.
We know a year all in one live band music session. Ah, and yeah, what DJs are